下午好。
How do you turn this on?
Okay. Try this.
Can I have a remote control for the slides, please? 有没有？我有一颗在这里。
Okay, 谢谢。我把这个插在电脑好不好？这个 receiver 我就可以用了。谢谢。哇，天气已经开始热了。Sorry, it's easier this way than otherwise in the middle. I have to say, please change the slide. 那就会打叉那个要换的时候，这样会不会太多的 interruption? 谢谢。
好了。
Okay. Let's pray.
我们先一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for this beautiful weather.
天父，感谢你赐给我们这美好的天气。
We also thank you that we can gather in your house.
我们也感谢你让我们聚集在你的殿堂中。
We thank you for the time that we can worship you with our songs.
感谢你赐给我们时间能够用诗歌来赞美你。
And now we worship you with our hearts as we listen to your word.
那现在让我们来真的是聆听你的话语，用我们的心来赞美你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主基督耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad to know that you have a new pastor with you today.
所以我今天很高兴知道说你们有一位新的牧师。
And he is from New Zealand, if I'm not mistaken.
如果没记错的话呢，您的新牧师是来自于新西兰。
And they have more sheep there than people, so he should be a good shepherd.
所以您知道在新西兰呢有绵羊是比人更多的，所以我觉得他一定是位很好的牧羊人。
So just now during the worship, we sang many songs about faith and trusting Jesus.
所以刚才在我们的赞美里面，我们唱了蛮多的这个关于这个信心的诗歌。
So every time we come to church, we talk about trust and faith.
所以每一次我们来到教会聚会的时候，我们会都提到呢，都谈到了这个信任还有这个信心。
To you, what does trust and faith mean?
对于你们来讲呢，这个信任还有这个信心呢，是什么意思呢？
We know who we trust.
我们知道了我们要相信谁。
But what do we trust?
但是我们要相信什么呢？
We trust that he is taking care of us.
我们是相信说他一定会照顾我们。
We have faith in spite of our surrounding looking not so good sometimes.
所以当我们周围的环境看起来不太好的时候，那我们还有没有这样的信心？
Many of us trust money more than we trust God.
那我们很多人其实是相信钱更多于相信我们的神。
Because we feel very secure if we have lots of money in the bank.
当我们这个银行户口里面很多钱的时候，我们就觉得很安全了。
But the true sign of faith is if you lost everything but you still trust God.
但是呢，真正的这个信心呢，是说当你真的失去了所有这些东西的时候，你仍然还相信神。
That's why sometimes we hear people asking this question, why do bad things happen to good people?
那就是说为什么有时候我们听到了很多人问这个问题，说为什么好人也会遭遇不幸的事情呢？
Actually, this sermon can be over in 2 minutes if I give you the straight answer.
那其实今天的这个讲到呢，我2分钟就会讲完，如果直接把这个答案告诉你们的话。
Because there are no good people.
因为这世界上没有好人。
We are all bad people.
我们都是不好的。
Why shouldn't bad things happen to bad people?
所以为什么说不好的人当然会有遭遇不好的事情。
And the other part of the message is you can also ask yourself why do good things happen to bad people?
所以那另外一部分我们今天的信息我们可以问一下我们自己说为什么好事情会发生在坏人身上。
Because many, many good things happen to me, but I'm not a good people.
所以那很多很多好的事情其实发生在我的身上，但是我并不是个好的人。
So it comes back to I trust God. He knows what he's doing.
所以一切都回到这一点上，就是说我们啊、我相信神，神知道他在做什么。
You already know that my house burned down a few years ago.
所以你也知道说，我的房子在几年前呢就被烧毁了。
You also know that my wife got cancer.
你也知道说我太太呢，她有这个癌症。
But I do not ask God why do these things happen to good people.
但是我不会问神说为什么这些事情会发生在好人身上。
Because basically when you ask that question, the question underneath is, does God care about me?
所以呢，当如果说你问那个问题的时候，其实你里面更深层次的问题说，这个神真的在乎我吗？
We come and say we trust God and we have faith in him every Sunday.
那每一个主日我们来这里说我们相信主，我们对主有信心。
Do you trust that he is a good God?
那你相信说他就是那位良善的神吗？
Or you based on whether he's good or not depend on what happens to you?
还是说呢，你是说根据呢发生在你自己上到底是什么事情的这个基础上呢来判断说他是好还是坏？
Because that is not faith.
那就不是信心了。
Because the Bible tells us faith is based on what we cannot see but we believe is good.
那圣经告诉我们呢，信心其实是说是不是说我们能够看见的，而是说我们相信什么。
So the message today is that God cares. God is working.
所以今天的信息是说上帝真的是很在乎我们啊，上帝他不断在做工。
You have to believe that God is working today just like he did thousands of years ago.
所以你看，我们必须相信说在今天我们的神一直在做工，就像就在千万年之前他做工一样。
Never think that when the Bible in Genesis said that on the seventh day God rested means he stopped working.
那千万不要想的是说在创世纪我们讲的第七天啊，天父呢他休息了，但是他不是意思说他从此就休息了。
He rested from the work of creation, but he did not stop working.
那他只是说他从他这个创造这个工作里面他休息了一下，但并不是说他就完全停止做工了。
Because this is based on what Jesus Christ said.
那这是因为这是耶稣基督所说的。
My Father is always working, and so am I.
我父做事直到如今，我也做事。
Which is why when my house burned down, I didn't think that because God was taking a nap and he didn't look after my house.
那这是为什么说当我的房子被烧毁的时候，我没有想说当时可能我们的神只是打了个盹哦，他没有在照顾我。
Because that's a very scary feeling if God takes nap.
对，当你想想，如果我们的神他真的会这个打盹的话呢，那其实是蛮可怕的事情。
God is not living in our time zone. He has his own time zone. He doesn't need to see. 他没有时差。
对哦，yeah, 我们的神他没有时差，他不是说，对，这跟我们在不同的时区啊，他没有时差。
Because those Pharisees accused of Jesus of breaking the Mosaic law and working on Sunday on the Sabbath.
所以啊，他们呢那些人就是说，耶稣在安息日工作违反了摩西的法律法，他用此来攻击耶稣。
But that's not the point of Sabbath.
那但是这不是安息日的意义。
Which is why he says, "My Father works." And I work.
所以他就说，我的父在做工，我也一直在做工。
This is why we have faith.
这就是为什么我们要有这个信心。
Because we don't have a sleeping God.
因为我们没有一位会睡觉的神。
We have a God that's watching us every second of the day.
所以呢，我们的神呢是在每一天的每一秒钟里面，他都在照看着我们。
That's why many years ago I told some of my students in church, do not say good luck.
所以呢，这是为什么说很多年之前呢，我告诉我的学生说，不要说这个祝你好运。
Christians do not believe in luck.
因为呢，基督徒其实啊，不相信这个运气。
Because there is good luck and there's bad luck.
因为有好运，有不好的运气啊。
But God does not depend on luck. God is working every day to save us.
但是我们的神其实他不需要这个依靠着这个运气啊，他是每一天在做工来这个拯救我们。
听话，有时候就是好像孩子这样。OK, because Jesus says, "I'm exactly like my Father. The Father works and I work."
那耶稣呢？因为耶稣说，我就像我的父一样。那我的父在做工，我也在做工。
And the word I want you to pay attention, he's sustaining everything, sustaining.
所以呢，大家我想大家注意这个词，就是他用他的，他是托住。
Yeah, Chinese also means weizi, right? Sustain. That means is all the time he's doing something. The reason that 9/11 happened is not because God wants to kill them, but God took away his sustaining power and they are destroyed.
Yeah, 所以呢，当我们可以回想一下，真的911这个悲剧发生了，不是说天父不想说保护他们，是说天父把他的这个宝库临时的拿走了让这个袭击发生。
No Christian can ever say God wish you death or wish to curse you. We cannot say that.
没有基督徒会说呢，这个天父呢想诅咒你想诅咒你死。
Sometimes Christians say, "Oh, gay people God hates. He's going to kill them. He brought AIDS on them. Who knows?"
啊，有时候呢，有些人会说，这个天父其实会很恨那些同性恋他想杀死他们，但是
有艾滋病。
对，有艾滋病，因为他们可能会带来艾滋病，但是我们没有人知道这是否是真的。
But 艾滋病 is the result of sin. When God takes away His protection, you get sick and you die.
那其实艾滋病是说，真的是当天父拿走他的宝库的时候那些人他就会开始生病他可以会死亡。
So there was a Jewish philosopher that lived in Greece.
那这位呢是一位犹太的哲学家，他当时住在这个亚历山大。
And he explains God in this way.
那当时呢，他是这样去描述神的这个特征的。
He said the basic property of snow is it is cold.
他说呢，这个雪的特征就是冰冷。
And the basic property of fire is heat.
那火的特征那就是热。
There is no hot snow, there is no cold fire.
所以呢，没有这些很热的雪，也没有这些很冷的火。
And there is no sleeping God.
但是呢，也没有一位呢会睡觉的神。
God's property is work.
那神的特征就是做工。
So work is not a curse.
所以呢，做工在这里并不是一个诅咒。
Adam and Eve had to work even before they sinned.
那即使是在这个亚当夏娃犯罪之前，他们也是在工作的。
But work becomes hard because of sin.
那但是呢，当他们犯罪之后呢，这个他们的做工，他们的工作呢，变得更困难。
So the question is, when God created the universe, did He just let it go and let whatever happens, or He's still watching over us?
所以呢，问题就是说呢，当我们的神呢创造这宇宙的万有时候呢，他是否就这样子呢放下宇宙就不管了，还是说他是不断的在照看着我们？
Because many years ago, during the Gulf War, there was a very popular song.
那在蛮多年之前呢，在这个波斯湾战争的时候呢，有一首挺这个流行的歌。
And this song was to comfort the soldiers who were fighting.
那这首歌当时是为了那些去即位安慰那些在前方打仗的这些战士们。
And the first three lines is very good, very biblical. It says, "God is watching us. God is watching us." That's true.
那这几行呢，开始的几行呢是非常这个有圣经含义的，就是说是上帝在不断的看着我们，不断的看着我们。
But this is the part that is wrong. God is not watching from a distance. That means far, far away.
但是呢，不对的地方呢是说呢，他讲说神呢从很远的地方在看着我们，神其实离我们并不遥远。
We know that, don't we?
我们知道这个是吧？
What does the Bible tell us?
那圣经告诉我们什么呢？
What does it mean when he says that two sparrows will not fall from the sky and God doesn't take note of that?
所以呢，还大大家记得圣经讲过说，两只麻雀真的是从天上掉下来，但是天父一样是知道的。
And then it says that God knows how many hairs we have on our head.
然后呢，圣经也讲过说我们的神呢，他知道说我们头上有多少根头发。
So God is not a God that did something and then let go and say, now you're on your own. You take care of yourself.
所以我们的神并不会说他做一些事情，然后他就开始就撒手不管了，走了。所以然后呢，你自己来照顾自己吧。
There are some very popular movies. I'll name some of them. One is called Terminator, Titanic, Avatar. Others very famous popular movies.
对，那这些呢都是一些蛮有名的这些电影就是终极者泰坦尼克号还有阿凡德。
The reason I talk about these movies is because the director is a very special director.
所以呢，我提到这几部电影的原因，是因为说这个导演是一个非常特别的导演。
He himself is involved in every part of the movie making process.
所以呢，他呢几乎在这个电影的制作的每一个方面，他都很深入的参与了。
Before each scene, he will talk to the actors. He will hold the props. He will do everything personally.So they do a good job when the camera starts rolling.
所以呢，当拍这个电影的时候呢，真的每一个场景开拍的时候呢，他都会说 亲自的跟那些演员去沟通，去讲这个剧本，然后呢去确保说这一幕呢会拍得很好。
So our Father in heaven is the same way.
啊，我们在天上的这位天父，他是用同样的方式工作。
Some directors use a lot of assistants, and they only stand there and watch and tell you if something is wrong.
那有些导演他会用很多很多的助手助理，他只是站在远远的看着，会告诉你说哪些事情做的不对。
This director 150% involved in every aspect.
那这位导演呢，他是150%的参与了每一个制作每一个方面。
That's the difference between a God who is personal and a God who is distant.
那这就是一位呢，就是说个人的神，还有一个遥远的神这之间的区别。
Now in America, we like to boast about how this country was founded by good Christians.
所以呢，在美国这个国家呢，我们经常想，真的是很自豪，是说这个国家是建立在这个基督教的基础上。
That now we suffer because we depart from God.
那但是现在我们这个国家不太好了，有很多的困难，那是因为说我们远离了神。
But I'm sorry to tell you that actually the Christians who found this country are not evangelical Christians.
但是呢，我真的很抱歉要告诉各位说，创建这些这个国家的那些基督徒呢，其实他并不是福音派的基督徒。
Many of them are called deists. Deists are those who believe that God is someone who create the universe and then let go.
那其实很多呢，他们这些开国元勋们呢，其实很多人他们都是自然神的论者。那自然神呢，是认为说神呢是创造这个宇宙，然后就撒手不管了，让这个宇宙万有自己运作。
In fact, many of us think that Thomas Jefferson was a good Christian believer.
那而且实际上很多人，我们很多人认为说，托马斯Jefferson 呢，杰弗逊呢，是一个很好的这个基督徒。
Actually, he was not a true Christian because he did not believe in miracles.
但其实他并不是位真正的基督徒，因为他并不相信神迹。
He believes in naturalism.
他只是呢相信了这个自然神论。
So if you don't believe me, if you go to the Smithsonian Institute in Washington in the museum, they have Thomas Jefferson's Bible. He cut out all the miracles of Jesus. That's his Bible. Miracles are cut out.
也如果你们不相信我的话，你们可以去一下这个美国历史博物馆，那里面呢有这个托马斯杰弗逊的他的那个 Bible， 他在 Bible 里面把所有的关于耶稣基督的神迹都很精细的剪掉了，就真的是剪掉了。
He denied miracles. How a kind of a believer if you deny miracles?
他否认耶稣的这个神迹，那什么样的基督徒才会否认这些耶稣的神迹？
So I'm not criticizing him. I'm just saying Christians, we have to know what kind of God we believe in. When we say we trust you, we have faith in you, what do you mean?
那我并不是在指责这个托马斯，但是我只是说，对一位真正的基督徒，我们知道我们要相信什么，然后呢，知道我们相信的神是什么样的神。
Deists believe that God gave us reason more important than religion. Our mind is more important.
那这个自然神呢认为说神呢只是给了我们这个理由一个原因更这个原因是更重要，是为什么说我们要相信这个神。
So I use the clockmaker because they say God is like a clockmaker.
那我这里用这个钟表匠做比喻，因为他们说这个神就是一位钟表匠。
Because before they make digital watches, those clocks are very very complicated with 100,000 moving parts inside.
所以当就是我们还没有这个这个电子表之前呢，那些时钟是非常的复杂的，里面有这个成千上万的这些部件在里面，非常复杂。
So they say God is a divine clockmaker.
所以呢，他们就说神是一位神圣的这个钟表匠。
Made a very complicated machine and then after winding up, let it go.
他呢说神呢就创造了一个非常复杂的这个机器，然后呢把这个链条上紧了，然后让它自己运作了。
Brothers and sisters, that is not the kind of God we have.
所以呢，我们的弟兄姐妹们，这不是我们所相信那位神啊，我们的神不是这样子的。
When I talk about faith and trust in God, it means every moment, every day.
啊，当我们谈到说这个对神的这个信任还有这个信心的时候，我们是想说真的每一天每一秒里面都要信任他。
So it applies to young Christian and old Christian.
这对这个新的基督徒还有真的是年长年长时间基督徒都是一样的。
The devil is using so many different things to make us trust ourselves more than God.
魔鬼用了很多的方法来让我们相信说我们要相信自己而不是相信神。
He uses good things to tempt us.
他呢而且用那些好的事情来试探我们。
What's wrong with beautiful things?
那当然是了，是吧？那些美丽的、悦目的东西当然是没有错了。
And delicious things, 好吃的。
好吃的东西当然也没有错。
And also wisdom.
那智慧当然也没有错。
But when we want these things more than we want God,
当然我们想要这些东西多于我们想要神的时候，
then the Bible tells us we have lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life.
然后 Bible, 那圣经就告诉我们，那时候这时候就真的是我们眼睛就瞎了，我们受情欲的控制，那还有就是我们有骄傲。
And you know this is exactly the way that the devil tempt Jesus Christ also.
那这个呢，大家也知道说，魔鬼就是用这样同样的方式去试探耶稣基督的。
Make him think about his stomach. Make the stone turn into bread.
啊，让他来想想他那个很饥饿的肚子，然后呢，让他想想石头可以变成面包。
Make him think of his greed. I want to have power in the world. Look at how beautiful the world. You can be king if you worship me.
也，然后呢，让他想想他的这个他的贪欲，是吧？让他可以看看说他可以成为这个世界的这个统治者。
And then the pride of his life, if you jump down, God will save you. You will not be hurt.
而且呢，让他骄傲说，如果你这里从这里跳下去的时候，神会拯救你，神会救你，你不会被受伤。
But Jesus told us this is not the way to show we have faith in God.
那耶稣告诉我们说，这不是我们用来表现我们对神的信心的方式。
Because God's goodness to us is not based on only these things.
那神对我们的这个良善，对我们的好，其实并不是基于这些东西。
So in Romans chapter 1 verse 25 tells us do not use our own wisdom and exchange that with God's wisdom.
所以在罗马书里面告诉我们说我们不要用我们的智慧去尝试来交换神的智慧。
Otherwise, I think in the end, we trust money, we trust our health, we trust our power more than we trust Jesus.
不然呢到最后我们会真的是相信我们的钱我们的健康还有我们的全能多于我们去相信这个神和耶稣基督。
Only when you lose those things and you still have joy and a smile in your face, then you have faith in Jesus Christ.
只有说当你真的是那些东西都没有的时候，你身上你脸上还挂着这个喜乐的时候，那时候你才是真正的去相信耶稣基督。
So I think Christians need to have a change of mind.
所以呢，我想呢，这个基督徒呢，需要真的改变我们的这个意念。
So I like what Albert Einstein said.
所以呢，我蛮喜欢这个爱因斯坦所说的。
He said we cannot solve problems by using the same kind of thinking we used when we create the problem.
所以他说呢，我们不能用我们创造的时候使用的同一种思维方式来解决问题。
Many of the problems we have is because of the way we think.
很多时候呢，我们有很多问题是因为我们这个思考的方式。
So if you use the same kind of broken thinking to fix your problem, you will never fix it.
所以呢，如果说你用那些就是已经，不完整的，其实有问题的这些思维去尝试解决问题的时候，你就永远都不能解决这个问题。
Many Christians know the Bible very well. They can memorize many verses.
很多的基督徒呢，对这个圣经非常熟悉，他们可以记住很多很多的经文。
But is that the same as faith?
那是不是就是信心呢
？Just knowing the Bible.
那只是说知道圣经的内容。
But if you don't believe in your heart that God loves you,
如果呢你不是从心底里相信说神爱你，
you lose someone you love very much,
或者说你真的失去了一位你真的很爱的人，
you lost your job, you lost your house,
有时候说你失去了工作，有时候你失去了你的房子，
all these things that give you security,
这些所有事情都是给你安全感的，
but when they are not there, then God is no good.
那这些东西不在的时候呢，是不是神就不好了？
That's not the way.
那当然不应该是这样子。
So Albert Einstein says that we have to change our thinking.
所以真的是爱因斯坦有说说我们要改变我们的这个思考的方式。
And Romans chapter 12 verse 1 and 2 tells us the same thing.
然后呢，罗马书里面这个告诉我们是同样的内容。
You have to change your mind in order to be changed in your life.
有时候你必须真的是要改变你的思维的方式呢，来改变你的生命。
This person was a slave before he was set free, he became a philosopher.
所以这一位呢是其实当时呢他是一位这个奴隶，后来他被就是有了自由之后变成了一位哲学家。
He says if God is willing to prevent evil but he is not able,
他问说神是否愿意阻止邪恶，但是他不能够这样做。
Then he is not omnipotent.
那他就不是全能的。
Is that the kind of God we have? He's willing but he's too weak.
那是不是呢？我们的神是否是这样子？他就说。他很有这个意愿，但是他太软弱了。
Or he is able, But he's not willing, so he's very bad heart.
但是呢，他是说完全能够这样做，但是他不愿意这样做，所以他心里是蛮恶毒的。
But we know that God is both willing and able to fight evil. So why is there so much evil?
那他说呢，那我们知道了神呢，他既是有能力的，又是愿意的，那为什么还有这么多的邪恶呢？
That is why some people refuse to accept Jesus Christ.
那就是为什么说有些人呢，他们真的是拒绝接受耶稣基督。
Because when I tell them about God, they say, "What good is God? All these terrible things happen. I lost my parents. My mother got sick. Where is God?"
然后有时候说真的是说神有什么好呢？是吧？真的是我失去了父母，然后我妻子又有病，他说神真的不好。
That's because the most important thing is that God's love is not only for today.
但是真的最重要的事情说，神对我们的爱不光光是为在今天有用的。
Because Jesus, when he tells us something very scary like this, do not be afraid of those who can kill you, but be afraid of God who can kill you and send you into hell.
因为呢，耶稣基督有告诉我们说，那杀身体的以后不能再做什么，不要怕他们。我要指示你们，当怕的是谁？当怕呢，杀了以后又有权柄丢在地狱里的。
So if you just read this, it sounds like, wow, God is so scary.
如果你只是读这个话，你就觉得哇，神他很可怕。
But always in the Bible, after the warning comes the comfort.
但是呢，你知道圣经里面真的是在有这些警醒之后，那通常马上就有一个安慰的信息。
But we also have a Father that cares about us very deeply.
因为我们还有一同样还有一位父神，他真的是非常的关心我们。
So we have to see the big picture.
所以我们要看见这个整个的大的这个计划。
The big picture it goes beyond today.
然后这个大的计划其实。往往是远远超越了今天。
God does not forget a single one of us.
神呢是不会忘记呢我们的中间的每一位。
This is the God and Father that we want to worship and follow all our life.
这就是我们需要真的是去赞美和荣耀的神，而且要用我们的一生去追随的神。
He is willing and able to prevent evil.
他呢，他不仅是愿意，而且呢是能够去阻止邪恶的。
And as Jesus says, He is working.
就像耶稣基督讲的，他在做工。
But we do not see clearly enough.
但是只是说我们看不清楚而已。
Because only God can see from beginning to end. We only see one little part.
因为只有神才能从看见从起初到末了所有的，我们只是看到其中的一小部分。
I read this funny history, and I want to tell you why it's so interesting. Because Charlie Chaplin is very, very famous.
我看了这一部分这个历史上的这个小故事蛮有趣的，因为当时呢这个卓别林他是非常非常有名的。
But the reason I bring this up is because he liked to play a joke on those people.
但是呢我今天提到卓别林的原因说他蛮喜欢呢就是拿了一些他的那些粉丝们呢就粉丝们开玩笑。
Because he's a comedian, he likes to make people laugh.
因为他是一个就是这个喜剧家，所以他喜欢让大家去笑。
So every time he went to a place, in those days he was so famous, they have Charlie Chaplin look-alike contest.
所以呢，在就这个年代，他因为他太有名了，所以他很多地方他去的时候呢，都有可能在举办一个就是模仿卓别林的大赛。
So many people come dressed like Charlie Chaplin, and they want to see who looks the most like Charlie Chaplin.
所以很多人来参加比赛的人呢，就是他们穿上那些卓别林的那些服装。就叫比赛看谁呢是最像他最模仿最像他的。
He went to a few of these contests himself. They did not vote for him.
然后呢，他去了其中这些模仿比赛，去了其中几个，但最后他并没有赢，大家并没有选他。
Even the first round, they kick him out. Say you're not Charlie Chaplin.
然后很多有几次呢，他第一轮就被淘汰了。他们说根本就不像这个卓别林。
What am I saying?
所以大家知道我在说什么。
Judges are limited.
所以这些评判是非常有限的。
People are limited.
人也是非常有限的。
Even Christians are limited.
甚至我们基督徒也非常有限。
We don't have the wisdom of God.
我们并没有神的智慧。
Many times we fall down, we are sad because we don't understand God how much He loves us.
很多时候我们跌倒了，我们很伤心，我们悲哀，其实因为我们不理解说神有多爱我们。
So we hold on to our power, our money, all those things. We hold on tight.
所以我们紧紧地抓住我们自己认为的那些全能，就是我们的钱啊那些东西，我们就紧紧地抓住那些东西。
Tighter than God.
然后呢，抓这些东西抓得比抓神更紧。
That's not right.
那当然是不对的。
Nothing is hidden from God.
因为呢，没有任何东西是可以在神面前隐藏的。
It tells us nothing is hidden from God. He sees everything.
没有任何东西可以在神面前隐藏，神是洞察所有的一切的。
Do you want to follow such a God, such a Jesus?
所以呢，我们大家想这样跟随这样一位神，这样一位耶稣基督呢？
When David said that goodness and surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
那大卫说过啊，他说我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
Everybody knows Psalm 23 very well.
大家都很熟悉诗篇二十三章。
But sometimes when we look at this, we focus on one thing.
那有时候我们看这一段经文的时候，我们只是关注一件事情。
We think that David is talking about I will stay with God forever in heaven.
那我们很多人是想说当时大卫是说他会在天堂里面和天父永远在一起。
But you have heard many pastors preach heaven begins on earth.
当时你也听过很多牧师的讲道说，其实呢，我们的天国就是在这个地上开始的。
So many bad things happen on earth, but yet God tells us heaven begins on earth because it says here, all the days of my life, not eternal, my life today, all the days, I will follow Jesus.
所以呢，即使呢，在这个世上这么多真的不幸的事情发生，但是天父告诉我们说，这是天国在地上开始，因为他讲了说，我们生命中的所有的每一天，都有慈爱跟随着我们。
So that's why I think all of us sometimes say, why do these bad things happen?
所以呢，当我想说，很多时候我们说，为什么这些不幸的事情会发生？
We don't know why, but we know that God is still watching.
我们不知道为什么，但是我们知道神在看着我们。
And we also know that God is working.
我们也知道说神他一直在做工。
And if without God, you will not make it one day.
没有神的话，我们估计在这不能再多过一天。
So you will see in your program today, I chose two verses from Hebrews chapter 11.
所以呢，今天呢，你看到我在希伯来书里面是选了两段的经文。
Chapter 11 is called the faith chapter.
所以呢，这个十一章呢，也被称为是这个信心的这一章。
So if you look at this verse,
如果你看看这段经文
，it looks a little bit bad, right?
你看起来有点真的有点糟糕啊。
All these people earn a good reputation because of their faith, yet none of them receive all that God has promised. What kind of God? They didn't even receive the promise.
所以呢，这些人都是因信得了美好的证据，却仍未得着所应许的。那这个神有点问题哦，因为他们没有得到所应许的东西。
God promised, but they didn't get it.
神应许了这些东西，但是他们并没有得到这些东西。
But you have to read the next verse. Something better is coming.
所以你要读下一段经文，因为更好的东西在后面。
But we always want the better right now.
但是我们永远都想着更好的东西，现在我们就要了。
We want it so much that you will hear children telling you, "Dad, I need it." They don't say, "I want it." I need it. Without that, I will die. I need it. You got to give me that new game.
所以呢，真的是我们真的经常很多时候有些东西我们等不及哦，像孩子向爸爸妈妈要的，他说不是说我想要的东西，他说爸爸妈妈，我现在需要这个东西，没有那个新的游戏，我要死了，我活不了了。
We always have trouble when we do not tell the difference between want and need.
人生真的是当我们没有办法区别说我们想要还是需要这个区别的时候，我们真的就有麻烦了。
God knows what we need.
神知道我们需要什么。
He gives us what we need more than what we want.
他给我们更多的是我们需要的东西，而不是说我们想要的东西。
So if you read the second verse, you know when God says no, because something later on better is coming.
所以呢，我们在读下一段经文，我们就知道说，其实因为什么神说不呢？因为更好的东西在后面。
That's the reason sometimes we think that bad things happen.
所以为什么说有时候我们想说，当不幸的事情发生的时候
？That's the reason why Jesus says, "Fear the one that can kill you and send your soul into hell."
所以为什么这耶稣基督会讲说，我们要惧怕那一位说不光是能够杀你，而且还能把你丢到地狱里面。
But then if Jesus stopped right there, it's very scary. But Jesus says, but he loves you. He knows every hair on your head.
然后耶稣也知道那个听起来很可怕，所以他马上停在那里就说，但是呢，神爱你，他知道你头上每一根头发。
So something very important about today's message is we have to know we have no control over life, but we have responsibility.
所以今天这呢，我们的信息很重要一部分就是说，我们对我们的生命其实并没有完全的控制，但是呢，我们有我们的责任。
Just because you have no control doesn't mean you have no responsibility.
啊，因为就是因为说我们不能说，因为我们没有这个完全的控制，我们就没有责任。
I have no control over when my wife goes out, whether she gets a car accident or something bad happens.
啊，我是不能控制说，真的是有时候，比如说我的太太外出的时候，开车外出的时候，是否有这个交通事故发生在她身上，或者有其他不好的事情发生在她身上。
But I can be responsible, make sure her car is running right.
但是呢，我有责任呢，我可以保证说她的车可以是运作的很好。
Difference between control and responsible.
这就是说这个控制还有这个啊责任之间的区别。
God is in control.
神他是完全掌控的。
You're responsible for listening and following Him.
然后呢，我们就是要我们的责任就是要说啊听从他，顺从他。
You see, in this world today, we worship a lot of athletes and sports stars.
所以在我们今天这个世界里面，我们真的是崇拜非常多的这个运动员。
There are the car drivers.The race car drivers,
赛车运动员
they have their Hall of Fame.
他们有自己的名人堂
they have the tennis players, the Hall of Fame of tennis players.
他们也有这个网球运动员的这些名人堂
the hockey players,
曲棍球运动员的名人堂
the basketball players,
就篮球运动员的名人堂
actually, there's 20-30 of these Hall of Fame in different states of the United States.
所以在这美国不同的州的话，至少差不多20-30个这样不同的名人堂
People worship them.
很多人都是在这个崇拜这些。
Some people know exactly what team win which Super Bowl what year. They know all those things.
很多人知道说真的哪一队真的在哪一年赢了这个Super Bowl 超级碗。
But the difference is those people know these things in their head.
那真的是说那些人他真的是把这个事情记得滚瓜烂熟。
But who are the ones who actually do the work? The sports players. They work hard. They train. They win those medals.
对，但是呢，谁是真正做了一些真的做了一些事情呢？是那些运动员是吧？他们训练得很这个刻苦，然后呢，他们比赛得很好。
So I'm saying that God is telling us today, knowing the Bible is not enough.
所以呢，我只是想说神告诉我们，今天告诉我们说，光知道这个圣经内容那是不够的。
We follow Jesus, we trust in Him.
那我们必须要跟随耶稣基督，而且我们要相信他。
We know that we need patient endurance, as it tells us in Hebrews chapter 10.
所以呢，我们就像希伯来书告诉我们的说，我们需要这个耐心还有坚韧。
Your endurance needs patience.
然后呢，这个坚韧呢也需要这个耐心。
Your patience needs endurance.
你的耐心呢也需要坚韧。
If patience is easy, then don't need to endure.
如果呢这个耐心是很容易的话，那你就不需要坚韧了。
If endurance is easy, anyone can do it, but it takes patience.
那当然了，这个如果坚韧很容易的话，谁都可以做，是吧？但是呢，这个真的需要耐心。
So that's why you see in this verse, they had faith and they endured.
所以呢，为什么在这段经文里面看到说这里呢提到了信心，也提到了这个坚韧。
That's why God has something better for them.
这为什么说神呢给他们有更好的更美好的事情。
What is the big picture here in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 40?
所以呢，希伯来书这个十一章四十节里面，这里的这个全局大的这个大图画是什么样子的
？At the end of time, all the believers in the Old Testament with the believers in the New Testament will receive God's glory together.
那这个大的这个大局呢，大全局的图画就是说，在最后在末了的时候。旧约里面的所有这些信徒，还有新约里面所有的信徒，都会在一起，都和神永远在一起。
Then we will join Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Sarah, Rahab, all the heroes of the faith together in heaven.
所以呢，这些呢，就是我们讲的这些信心的英雄们，像亚伯、以诺、挪亚、亚伯拉罕、撒拉、哈和，我们会可以跟他们在一起。
Because in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 it tells us.Those who are asleep will rise up first, and then we'll all go together and meet Christ.
Thessalonians,
yeah, 第四章第十五节上面。
Okay, 所以说呢，我们这活着还存留到主降临的人，断不能在那已睡了的人之先，因为主必亲自从天降临。
Yeah, it tells us that together it will form the whole picture.
所以呢，告诉我们说，我们一起，我们就会看到这个整幅的图画，这个全局。
In other words, God is still working.
那另外一句话，意思就是说呢，神在不断的做工。
They did not get to where they wanted to go.
他们还没有到了他们想到要到的地方。
Because the perfection comes when we all go together.
因为呢，只有说当我们一起去的时候呢，这时候在神眼里那才是完美的。
It's like doing a jigsaw puzzle.
那就是说大家在拼这个拼图的时候。
You don't see the whole picture, it looks funny.
所以呢，你一开始玩的时候，其实看不到整幅图是怎么样子，看起来蛮怪的。
But God sees the whole picture.
但神他看到所有的一切，整幅的全局。
So therefore, when we say bad things happen, there is a good behind it.
所以呢，当我们说，其实当不幸的事情发生的时候，其实有良善、有美好的在后面。
Look at what Jesus said to Peter.
所以呢，看看呢，耶稣基督对这个彼得他讲了什么。
After Peter falls down, Jesus will use him to strengthen his brothers.
其实呢，当彼得跌倒的时候，其实呢，耶稣是用他来坚固他的弟兄们。
It is the same in Romans chapter 8.
所以呢，在这个罗马书的第八章里面也是讲同样的信息。
So when we ask those questions, why do bad things happen? Here are the answers.
所以当我们问说为什么不幸的事情发生的时候，这就是答案。
When it says all things happen for the good, that means bad things and good things together must work.
所以呢，当我们说这所有的事情都是因为美好而发生的时候，我们知道说。不好的事情和不幸的事情、好的事情和不幸其实是一起在做工。
Paul didn't say all good things will work together. He says all things. That means good and bad.
所以呢，保罗并没有说是所有的好事情一起来相互效力，而是他说是说所有的事情就是好的、不好的事情。
You know our God is wonderful.
所以我们的神是真的是美好的。
He is working.
他一直在做工。
He knows how to make bad and good work together.
他知道说怎么样把这些好的和不幸的让他们一起工作，相互效力。
What seems bad to me is not bad to God.
对我来说，不好的东西，其实在神里面那并不是不好的。
Because He can see the whole picture.
因为他能看到这个整幅的全局的图画。
I asked you this before.
我问过你们这个问题之前。
When you bake a cake,
当你呢在烤一个蛋糕的时候
，You have to put all the ingredients together and put in the oven.
所以呢，你要把所有这些原料放在一起，要把它放到这个烤箱里面。
You can't say I have no time to bake cake today, so I'll eat some sugar, I'll eat some flour, I'll eat some egg.
所以你不能说今天没有时间去烤这个蛋糕了，我就吃了一些原材料，就是糖啊，这些面粉啊，是吧？吃这些东西，吃蛋啊。
You will get sick.
你其实你会这样会生病的。
Same with our life today.
其实我们今天的生命也是一样的。
Today you're eating egg.
所以今天你可能在吃鸡蛋。
Tomorrow you're eating flour.
那明天你可能在吃这个面粉。
But God will bake the cake one day in heaven.
对，但是呢，在一天有一天在天国里面，神其实他会帮我们烤这个蛋糕。
That cake will be perfect.
然后那个蛋糕呢是会完美的。
That's the meaning of God is working.
然后这就是说我们讲神在做工，这句话的意义。
I will skip because we're running out of time. But many years ago in the city of Rochester, in Minnesota, there was a big tornado.
那在很多年前，在这个明尼苏达州。有一场很大的这个龙卷风。
It killed quite a lot of people and all the houses were flattened.
那很多人因为这个龙卷风，他们就真的丧失了生命，而且呢，这个很多的房子也被摧毁了。
But there was an old British doctor living there at the time.
那当时呢，有一位年迈的这个英国的医生呢，他住在那里。
He worked very hard with his two sons, also doctors.To save a lot of people who were injured, otherwise they would have died.
对，当时呢，他和他两个儿子也是医生哦，他们一起呢，真的是昼夜不停的去医治很多的这些受伤的人，不然那些人可能会丧失生命。
His name is William. His son's name is Charles, and also William Jr.
所以他的名字是威廉，他的儿子也是威廉，还有这个查斯。
Do you know what clinic they founded?
大家知道说他们创建了哪一所医院
？It is a hospital that wins first prize year after year.
有一家医院呢是每一年都获得大奖的，一年反复每一年都赢大奖的。
Whole United States.
整一个这个美国，他们都。
Sometimes the best in cancer, sometimes the best in other disease.
有时候他的获奖是可能是说在这个癌症治疗里面最好的，有些是别的这个类别的这个疾病治疗里面获得最大奖的最好的医院。
That city say if we pay money and build a hospital, will you stay with us and work here?
当时那个市呢，有问到他们说，如果我们给你钱建立一个医院的话，那你是否愿意说管理这所医院？
And he said only if you let me and my sons stay in charge of the hospital.
那他说呢，可以，但是条件就是说，你让我还有我两个儿子呢去管理这个医院。
They want to teach excellent patient care, patient number one.
他们想说，想教大家怎么样去真的是为那些病人提供这个卓越的这个服务。
Do excellent research.
然后呢，做这个最好的这个研究。
And educate other doctors across the country.
然后呢，可以说教育这个在国家这个国家里面其他的医生。
Today is Mayo Clinic is very well known.
所以这个就是今天非常有名这个梅奥医院。
Now they have three or four hospitals employing thousands of doctors, many nurses. People come all over the world to see them.
他们就线下来有在全国有很多很多的医院啊，有很他们有很多的医生、科学家，还有很多这些护士啊、护理人员。
During that time, they had a lot of work to rebuild the city of Rochester.
当时呢，他们在这个城市里面，他们有非常非常多的这个重建的工作。
If you ask them, that's the low point of their life.
如果你问他们呢，那时候真的是他们生命里面这最低谷的时候。
But now that city is known throughout the United States because of its excellent medical facility.
但是现在这个城市呢，在整个美国都是非常有名的，是因为他们提供这样这个卓越的这个医疗服务。
In this way, I believe God can work in our life.
所以呢，其实呢，我相信呢，神呢可以用同样的方式在我们的生命中做工。
Do not lose your faith.
所以呢，真的不要失掉我们的信心。
We are following a God who is living and working.
我们跟随的是一位这个永生的，还有这个不断工作的神。
When you ask for something from the Lord, He says no because He's going to give you something better.
当你真的是向神求一样东西的时候，神不给你的时候，那是因为说他已经为你准备了更好的东西。
If He's the kind of God that says no because He wants to give you something worse, I'm not going to follow this kind of God.
当然，如果说有一个神是说他不给你啊，不给你要的东西，而是准备要把更差的东西给你的话，当然我们是不会跟随这样一位神的。
Please don't ever think if you pray for something and you don't get it because God's going to give you something worse.
所以千万不要想就是说当你真的向神祈求一样东西的时候神不给你因为他是说要给你更糟糕的东西。
Maybe you want your son and daughter to be a doctor.
可能你想儿子或者女儿成为一位医生
or an engineer.
或者说一位工程师
or a pastor.
或者是一位牧师
and God says no.
然后神说神不答应。
It's not because he doesn't want you to have that.
那并不是因为说他不想给你那些东西。
Because he has something better for you.
但是因为他说他为你预备了更好的东西。
Each person is different.
那每一个人都是不一样的。
If God is counting every hair in your head, we are all different. We all have different amount of hair, right?
因为神呢，他可以细数我们头上多少根头发的话，当然是我们不一样的，是吧？因为我们每个人头发都不一样。
Individual.
那是个人，每个人都不一样。
So instead of saying why do bad things happen to good people,
那与其问说为什么不幸的事情会发生在好人身上
，sometimes just turn around and say why do good things happen to me all the time.
然后真的是我们可以真的用另外一个方式问一下说为什么好的事情老是发生在我的身上
？Why does God give a sinner like me many years run away from God and still take me back into His family?
可以问问神说为什么说我这样一个罪人真的很多年了都真的是远离了神但神还把我真的是要回来还在这个这样子照看着我
Why did he give us this chance today to share this message with everyone?
那为什么说神呢今天给我们这个机会呢来和大家来分享这个信息
Because we have a God that loves us
因为我们的神爱我们
Let us pray
我们一起祷告
Father we praise you and we thank you
天父，我们赞美你，我们感谢你。
You are an amazing God.
那你是一位真的是美好的神。
You bring people from far away into your kingdom.
所以呢，你从真的是远方把所有人聚集在你的王国、你的国度里。
Yes, from different parts of China.
那真的是来自于中国的不同的地方。
Yeah, from Asia.
在来自于亚洲。
Even from Australia, New Zealand.
或者说更加是从澳大利亚还有这个新西兰。
Everywhere, Lord.
真的每一个角落
Your children are being called by you
那你真的是在每一个角落你的子民都在都在听到你的呼召
To come and to trust in your son Jesus Christ
所以来到你的脚前来相信你的儿子主基督耶稣
Who is the same yesterday, today and forever
真的是昨天今天还有永远都一样的
We thank you for that
我们真的感谢你
In Jesus' name
奉主基督耶稣的名
Amen.
Amen.